Blog Talk Radio.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A
child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, cause he hates the places you play and where you stay. Looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turn stick up kids, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused. Served like hell till one day you was found hung dead in the cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
Yeah.
got to feel me on this one, man. So real. I'm so sincere about it. Nope. I know more than a few was gonna relate.
You
so
are
much
the
more than a few, really rare.
You
so much more.
On a really rare.
When it started, I knew it was trouble. But you know me, them hard ass things came over me. I need some shit straight out the movie. Drama, warm to the such hot mama. Put me on lean like long streams of gamma. You was Mrs. Mine, so fine. Went from we gon' conquer it all to nigga, I'ma see you in court. I would've never thought. I guess I better think again. Okay, now this shit is really sinking in. We ain't just the boss, we ain't even fucking friends. Cause in the end, it was all about the ends. But fuck that, I know I got to be more through it. Held up a veil of hate, cross the saw through it. And when I look, what did I see? You on the other end crying like me. Expression on your face like, how could this be? That's what I'm asking, what the fuck happened? How could all the magic and passion just vanish? Went from outstanding to making me shout, damn it. Can't explain the change of behaviors, it's outlandish. Now I'm just stuck in a row, feeling stranded. I'm in the dark, wishing for the answer. On some old Biggie, give me one more chance. When we met, your face was so brown, your ass was so round, of course was so down. Wish I knew then what the fuck I know now. Couldn't read the signs of the road, slow down. Too deep in the road now, got me pulling over, getting smoked out, fighting tears that it can't hold down. Can't believe it, this fucker got me weeping. I keep it a secret, so my friends won't peep it. But late in the evening, I'm up my chest heaving. I'm reaching in the dark and I'm looking for the reason. Whoa, did I love after time? You and I were so fucking fly. Can't get it off my mind. Things that made me smile, now I make me cry.
You are the one, you're the one. Fuck you.
I wish we never met, I wish we never kissed, I wish we never touched. Where's God? I wish I didn't love you so much. I wish I could forget how you feel, how you That's a lie. The shit that made me smile, now I make me cry.
You are the one, you're the one.
Time I wish you'd come back. Man, time I wish you'd come back. Memory.
For real, fuck that.
No, for real. It's a dangerous necessity. It's a world famous mystery. Love,
love, love.
I am. Yet what I am, none cares or knows. My friends forsake me like a memory lost. I am the self-consumer of my woes. They rise and vanish in oblivious hosts like shadows and love's frenzied stifled throes. And yet I am and live like vapors tossed into the nothingness of scorn and noise, into the living seas of wakened dreams where there is neither sense of life or joys, but the vast shipwrecks of my life's esteems. Even the dearest that I love the best are strange, nay, rather stranger than the rest. I long for scenes where men hath neither trod, a place where women never smiled or wept, there to abide with my creator God, and slipped as I am childhood sweetly swept, untroubled and untroubling where I lie, the grass below, above the vaulted sky. That was I Am by John Sinclair. Thank Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we want to know why your pen bleeds. With so much going on in the world today, tonight we thought we'd give you a safe space to just express yourself in the raw, straight, no chaser. Bring it to me just like that. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Dwina, and I'm joined tonight by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you, Your Highness?
What's good? What's good? I'm chilling. You know what I mean? So happy and grateful to be here. You know what I mean? How you doing, Queen?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. Before we move on, I just want to say that, remind everybody that tonight's show was brought to you by our benevolent benefactor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I'm rocking mines. How about you, King?
Always on deck with it. You know what I mean? Nothing left.
All the time. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. I got to hit him up for some new ones for the late summer. And shout out, by the way, to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet, for making all this magic possible. Just want to show him some love
before
we get started. Absolutely.
Definitely got to pay homage. You know what I mean?
All right. Absolutely, for sure. Well, King, tonight it's all about what makes your pen bleed. I know it was probably, you know, I thought about it. It's just, you know, a lot of people probably have a lot of things on their mind and on their head, and we're trying to push through with positivity, but sometimes you got to just let it out, you know? Sometimes you got to let out that other side. So that's what I want to hear tonight from everybody. How about you?
No doubt. You got to grab that emotion from anywhere. You know what I'm saying? As you go through the whole thing of people, places, and things. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Catch the moment. Catch the moment. You know what I mean?
Catch the moment. I like that.
Catch the moment. Don't be afraid. Catch the moment.
Yeah. Need to get that on a shirt. Okay.
Hey, I might need to copyright that shit first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you need to.
Nah.
Get on that. Check that out. Check it out.
Oh, I'm a society soldier, so it's all good. You know what I mean? So,
All right. Well, how about you want to kick it off for us tonight with a piece? Let us know why your pen is bleeding tonight.
Okay. Well, I can do that. Excuse me. This piece I titled Another Cover. Ever wonder about your ink when your mind go blank? Acquiring straight ranks, but still sharp as a shank. Cut through thick walls of blockage, prey on carpets. Signals start working, again attacking the margins. The words fall into place until there's two paragraphs. When a title name flash, content complement the draft. Former name Black Lightning, I'm writing when I was typing. Senses become heightened, so I'm rising upon your liking. Bring forth to the world my own thoughts making you think. Making mixed drinks, raising a ball on King ink. Is it really the wave or the way I gain my inspiration? One love on situations, formations inside creations. Working on both sides of the realms that do exist. When I hit that mental switch, I'm back on a spaceship. Laying inside of a page of an upcoming book. Sort of different from the last one. Take your time and just look, King.
When I hit that mental choice. Right. I like that line right there. That was a dope
piece. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. Nice. Oh, man.
All right, King. What you got for us tonight? Tonight. Yeah, man.
All right, you got this piece. Hold on.
Take your time, Queen. Take your time. We're in the building.
All right. I'm ready.
All right.
So, while my pen bleeds, I'm going to do an emotional piece. Kind of been on my heart.
Let's go. Yeah, that's what's up. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Open your mouth. Words spoken to a child all of 5 years old as she folds in on herself. Collapsing in like a reverse time-lapse view of a bursting chrysanthemum, petals in bloom, shrinking, ultra-violet, losing her lightness. Open your mouth. but don't allow any words to come out. Let me fill that small pout with doubt that you are still allowed to be a child after this. Devoured her body, spit out her soul. If she wanted to live, she had to keep her mouth closed. Open your mouth. Tell me what's wrong. Spoken by a mother in loco parentis, already itching for the next hit as she tried to listen. Open your mouth, child. Form the sentence. Tell the policeman what you witnessed. But once the itch is turned to sickness, the dope sick part of mom forgives him. Silence then becomes submission. Weep another turn around the earth. Another daughter bound by curse. Another girl questions her worth. It's hard to put into words the silence of being taken awake in February from a bed of begonias. Snow blindness, I think they call it. We don't speak in the winter while the lily girl sleeps, so we wander these pyres, lighting fires in silence. A violence against throat chakras, a feeling around for something solid, a stumbling into things as our bodies follow us like shadows into womanhood. Then they ask her why she drinks like she's dying of thirst, as if surviving this shit ain't thirsty work. Why do I write the words I belt? It's a reintroduction of myself to myself, a reanimation of incantation. Through these words, I exercise these demons until things begin to work out in our favor. So please excuse me, but it behooves me to speak for a million little girls who look just like me. Me, almost 6 feet and 10 wounds deep, I stand in my own presence with a presence that incites violence. I am bigger than this body. I am stronger than the silence. So when I speak, I feel 1,000 ancestors uplifting me, saying, open your mouth, child, make some noise, gather up your grace and poise, show the world you have a voice, queen. Open your mouth, be big and loud, show your back teeth, gather up the fallen pieces where they're shards like diamonds. Let the blood color the roses, expose the wounds, pluck up rot. Let the sun bleach the bones and the wind help the clot. See, these secrets are breaking the women that keep them, but through these words I am rebirthed. So I open my mouth to kill the curse.
Ooh, let me give you forget the snaps. Let me give you a round of applause on that, baby. You know what I mean? You nailed it. You know what I mean?
Appreciate it.
Love that.
Appreciate
you know
it. Thank you.
You always
so
come
much.
With that spicy. You always come with that spicy, dicey. You know what I mean?
Spicy, dicey.
I love that. Yeah, I love the tenacity when you bring it in like that. You're like, that's what's
thank
up.
You.
You know what I mean? Love
it's a piece
that
piece. Started out really. It started out feeling really sad to me, and then I heard in a group that I was invited into, like, you know, to try to find a happy ending or to find a way to make peace with the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that piece kind of does that for me. I appreciate the feedback. Thank you.
You put that
thank
style
you.
On it. That's a zazzle. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
But that was dope. I love that. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So,
no,
all
no
right, you ready to open up? Thank you.
Yo, let's open up the mics. Let these folks in.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
See you, bye. Hello, my family. Let's see why everybody's pen is bleeding tonight. Bring me that raw ink. I'm ready to hear it. First up on the
indeed.
Mic, we have the diva, one of our favorite divas, none other than Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, my love.
Hello, Your Majesty. But damn,
you
look
like that tonight, man.
I know.
I don't want to be.
She definitely came through. Pearl is up in the building.
Yes, she is. Pearl, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I love the pieces, but you like destroyed the mic. I mean, and
the mic dropped.
Oh, my damn.
Appreciate it.
I close my tablet and say, to hell with it. Let me just mute me again and let me listen to the rest of this. No, because you killed it. Yes, I was definitely feeling that cheese. Oh, my God.
Thank
volcano.
You. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I might have woke up to sleep in volcano.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate the love, y'all. But I know you got something in the chamber. La Perla Negra. They don't call you La Perla Negra for nothing. We know what you're working with.
I finished right before the show started. Just a little something because I hadn't written at all.
Oh, wow.
A little, I got to follow you. Oh, my God. Oh,
man.
All right.
I'll be trying to see why that pen is bleeding tonight, La Perla Negra. When you ready, the mic is all yours, sweetheart.
All right. Thank you. This is Untitled. My pen bleeds. My heart is bleeding. So it is describing what I feel cannot be spoken with my lips, except but to be read. It is at the depth of emotions that only my ink can flow to and reach. When my pen bleeds, it's because my world has been twisted, shaken, discarded, and turned around. I'm seeking balance on an even ground. They say it will be all over in the morning, but when I woke up today, I still hadn't seen any change. When my pen bleeds, my vision has been blurred, and it's marking the trail for me back towards the light because I've been caught in the eye of the storm. Shattered. I know the shattered pieces of my broken heart have sunken into the skin of my hand so deep that only my pen knows where they sit. I've healed, yet even years later, in the midst of deep quiet, tiny slivers of pain still cut. And that is why and when my pen bleeds. That's that piece.
Oh, my gosh. I love the visual images in that piece. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
I love that. That was beautiful. The imagery that you painted, I was trying to take down the lines as you were going. They sharp, something about in your hand. The line about...
The tiny slivers of I've healed, yet even years later, in the midst of deep quiet, tiny slivers of pain still cut deep.
Yes. See, and then the way that you present it, it's like, all right, this is a pain that I'm going through, but this is how I'm working through it. And I love that about your whole energy. It's like you acknowledge the pain, but you also make it beautiful when you make it, acknowledge the sanctity of just trying to work on that. Like, you always inspire me to want to be, like, my best self. I love that. And that piece definitely speaks to that. I appreciate that so much.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Yeah, LaPrelle, you definitely have a way with expressing those words and bringing them across. And it's just beautiful, you know what I'm saying? It's just like so like hypnotizing a little, the cadence and just the flow of everything. Hey, you got it going on, definitely. Definitely one of those all-stars, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
You got healer energy, and it's all over your pieces, that healer energy that you have.
Well, oh man, I'm humble. Thank you, y'all. Appreciate that.
Before we let you go, you want to let us know what you have going on in the radio universe?
I sure do. Yep. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Now, every Wednesday night, I am one half of the Erotic Love Zone. And I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, as always, y'all know how we like to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Topic is up in the air, but pretty sure whatever we come up with, love it. Y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, my leech.
Ooh, I love that. Thank you so much.
Yo,
I can't wait.
Yo, that's like that song. I can't wait
Oh, that's my dog.
Hey, maybe that could be part of the show. I can't wait.
Ooh. On the erotic?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
that
on,
sounds...
on the erotic love zone. Stay tuned, y'all. I can't wait.
No, you guys are going to come up with
we right. Come up with something.
And, all right. We can't wait to hear. We'll definitely be tuning in. Thank you so much
definitely.
For coming through, La Perla Negra. We always love to hear from you, and we appreciate the love.
Yeah, we appreciate
oh,
having
thank
you.
Thank you for having me. One
yeah.
love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was La Perla Negra, a.k.a. Danielle. Thank you so much for coming through. There's a song that I need to play after that, Peace King. Are you ready for it?
Let's go. Let's get it.
All right.
Coming to you loud and clear. Like the brains, everyone's attention. Yes.
Whew.
Yeah, I was definitely vibing today. You know what I mean? Word up.
She said, when niggas turn into gods, walls come tumbling down.
That had such a cosmic vibe to it. When, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It touched me spiritually. You know what I mean?
Yes. I'm going to let you in. I'm going to make you a little mixtape. I'm going to sing you some stuff. Show you how I do it.
You better touch me later on with that wave. You know what I mean?
I will.
Word up.
For sure.
You know what I mean? All right, I'm digging you on that.
Okay. All right, how about we keep this party going? Next up, we have on the mic our station manager, the very handsome, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Poetic. How are you tonight?
Oh, man, I am doing great. After introduction like that, I can't help but to be doing great. What's up, Queen Simmons, King Atterbury? How y'all feeling?
What's going on, brother, man? Good out here in these streets, man. Yeah, glad you can make it to the king,
good,
queen,
man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I couldn't miss this with the prompt that y'all have and then the music and then y'all's two pieces and La Perla Negra. Woo!
Yes.
I just
hope my piece can do it justice because, you know, after hearing Queen Simmons' piece, I feel like I need to rewrite mine.
Oh, I know. We know how, what you're working with. We already know. They don't call you Poetic, but we know how this goes down.
You know how you get down with the get down, you know what I mean?
I'm going to do my best.
Okay, well, trying to find out why that pen is bleeding tonight. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours, Poetic.
Thank you. When my pen bleeds, my heart's been cut, and the ink travels throughout the metaphorical veins uncut. The raw emotions soaking the paper gives a new meaning to wearing my heart on my sleeve, and I never realized how beautiful the blood flows. Even if under the surface of hemoglobins and platelets, no one knows how exactly the red and white blood cells combine to make earth-shattering noun and verb metaphors that tells the most painfully, the most beautifully, ink bleeding out under a pale moonlight that often drips in the process of the sky's precipitation day or night. And when the action of the plasma meets the adjectives and adverbs, the separation of life begins to fade. Breathing becomes slowed, and the verbs, well, the action of living dies. So I'd rather my pen cries than bleeding out all over a canvas that only Dracula himself would be excited at last. So please, don't cut me so deeply, and my pen won't have to vilify you deeply. So please remember the next time you wish to do surgery on my vital organ, cut me deep, and my bleeding pen will use you and your adjectives as my muse. Your pronouns will be confused. So if you want to become my dripped latest manuscript, go ahead, cut me open, and see how emotionally written, like a movie script. In peace.
Give that man an applause.
Whoa. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He said, I never realized how beautiful the blood flows. That whole comparison from actual veins to your pen. I love the way you presented that. That was so dope. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Pen game insane.
Insane. I like it. Absolutely. Wow.
Appreciate you.
That was amazing. It was a saying that somebody said. They said if people wanted you to write better about them, if they wanted to read better in your stories, they should have behaved better in your life. And that's the
absolutely
that poem right there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Oh, God, yes. That's poem in itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Might be another prop. Let's see. All right, Poetic.
I love it.
Thank you so much for that heat. I knew you was going to come through and bring the heat. I know it. It always do. Never disappoint.
After y'all just you know, y'all just let it all out. So I said, you know, I said, I have to come correct. So thank you for having me in the space.
That's peace, man. So, Brother Poe, let me ask you, man, what you got going on out here in this universe?
Oh, man, Epiphany Radio Network, a.k.a. the Epiphany Radio Universe. Hey, listen, y'all can catch me this coming Thursday on the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son. And then this Saturday, y'all, this Saturday, let's talk about it where we do date night differently. I hope to see y'all in the place. Topic will be forthcoming. And then Sunday, y'all, Sunday night is Youth Poetry Night at the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly. And that program will start at 8 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. to make sure that we give the youth opportunity to come through.
I was trying to get my daughter ready. Thank you. Thank you for that. Oh, wow. You're a busy man this week. Oh, I'm trying to get my daughter ready. You know, she's so shy, but she likes
that's
to write,
all right.
And I'm definitely trying to get her to come through.
Tell her to come on through.
Make it
Will
do what
do.
It do.
Yes, indeed. Oh, man, thank you so much for that piece, and thank you for coming through. We always appreciate
you. The pleasure's all mine.
Thank you, bro.
All
showing
mine.
The love to the King and Queen's quarters. Word.
All right, one love, one mic, and always remember, take your socks off.
Baby, baby. One
baby,
love,
baby.
One mic.
One love,
one
mic.
Oh, man. Ooh, do that thing down. Thank you so much for coming through. That was our station manager, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic.
Word.
Oh, we love it. Thank you so much for that piece. All right. Let's play a little bit of music. Follow that up. Keeping vibes moving. Stay tuned.
Bye.
gotta love a little bit of Prince. Gotta throw some Prince up in there when doves cry. I just want to point out in the back channel, Danielle brought up the line, I'd rather my pen cry instead of bleeding out all over the canvas. I forgot to mention that one, but that was definitely a jewel. That was definitely a jewel. I definitely appreciate
definitely
that line. Thank you for that. Yes, indeed. Thanks. Yes, indeed. Oh, man. Okay, King. How about we keep this party going? What do you say?
Yeah, let's start moving and grooving.
Okay. So it looks like what's next up on the mic. We had 6 and 5. I believe it's C34 Music. Is that you?
Yes, this is. How are you, Queen Simmons and King Atterbury? How are you?
Cool, C Dubs. What's good, brother?
Well, I'm hoping that you can hear me clearly because I got this in my right ear instead of the left. So, you know.
No doubt.
Yeah, we can hear
clear
you loud and clear.
Clear
okay,
the next
good,
day.
Good.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing quite well. I'm enjoying your show so far, and I'm just happy to be in.
Oh, I appreciate it. We appreciate you for calling in. Thank you so much. Tonight, our question is, thank you. We are wondering, what got your pen bleeding? Why your pen bleeds? Do you have a piece on the topic that you'd like to share with us tonight?
Well, yes, I do.
When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Well, my pen bleeds pretty musically. Case in point, this is a man's world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. And because of that, I've caused a conundrum. Got people fumbling, looking dumbfounding, asking, what's up? You think you're better than us? And I say, yep. I've been indoctrinated and programmed in this matrix, wicked system sinking my teeth into indentured servitude as part of its slavery. News 24 hours a day trying to make me accept what they're saying is truth and to obey. Until I'm morbidly obese in the chair, listening to bantering while my mind's being damaged in its hilarity and capacity. Political pundits, I feel like punching through this junk food I'm munching, while pimp preachers, shriners, and 1-900 whores are hunting for my money, wanting for me to become a zombie and a lemming, saying, let me bar, $100. And I'll get it back to you by next week. Sex being taught to 7-year-olds as the Congress are in progress to normalize pedophiles after passing laws to tenderize minds to accept transgender and gay agenda pride. But if I don't support their fight because being straight I like, I get crucified. Calling me a hating Christian when I'm spiritual, not religious. In my face, they're spitting venomous rhetoric, being competitive with the protesters next to them. I turn the other cheek saying cheese through the cracks of society that can kiss my ass. While I ride my donkey from Milwaukee to Chicago, to Colorado, to the state of Washington, not being surprised that hate follows me. I'm not sorry, and I say this without apologies. I'm living in America, but I won't die getting knocked out like Apollo Creed. My arms are wide open, taking you higher than you need, looking like Aaron Rodgers hosting your jeopardy in Green Bay, Wisconsin, under sub-zero temperature, so keep messing with one of God's messengers. And this isn't hate speech for Facebook to say I'm a terrorist. There's no evidence of misinformation or errors shared. This is a man's world, and I'm a temporary citizen, passing through crowds of feminists, effeminate men, and devil spawn. So carry on. I'll be that wayward son repenting of my thoughts of Carrie Underwood wearing nothing but a thong. Jesus, take the wheel. Now those in protest of what you believe, you accuse me of adultery, when both of our sins are abomination disgusting God. Yet you'll throw stones because I won't roll with you. This is a man's world and we got hit by anvils while Wile E. Coyote maxed his credit card at the Acme store in Atlanta. acting like super geniuses, but to God, we're just damn fools. Killing babies before giving them a chance to live before they were formed in the womb. You angry girl? You mad, bro? Then take a shot against what's man-made. Side effects include making you a damn slave to a mandate from Manchurian candidates as set by government calendars to depopulate by 2030. Bet you can't wait. You can have this man's world. My appointment and application has been canceled. I walk this narrow road and I stand alone, working until my father greets me, saying, well done and welcome home, peace.
Listen, that was dope. Sinking my teeth into indentured servitude. Oh, it's some gems and some history lessons in there. If you could just take the time to decode that piece, that would be, oh, that was amazing. That was very dope. Very dope indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that piece.
Thank you very much. Fly high, brother.
You're so welcome. Thank you for bringing that to us tonight. Oh,
thanks.
Wow. CW34 Music, thank you so, so much for joining us. I swear, like, when I listen to the playbacks and take the time to really absorb the lines, it's like you really break down a lot of different topics in two lines. It'll be a whole history lesson hidden in there. There'll be so much meaning hidden in between two and three lines, and then you just one after the other, after the other, after the other.
Hey, I just want to be a real life Morpheus in your realm. That's basically what it is.
I know that's right. I like that. Definitely appreciate that, and we appreciate you so much for coming through tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For calling in. All right.
Hey, one love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? That was CW34 Music coming through. Letting us know why his pen bleeds. Oh.
Uh-huh.
All right. That was definitely dope. Definitely dope.
Yeah.
All right. Follow that up with a song. One second. Stand by.
True facts.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you got to keep your sense of humor. You got to be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Making it big, over football, told to cook raw and taking it big. after all my mama's thanking God for blessing a child. All my mama got to do now is collecting and smile. Straight shot, bullets be hot, stay burning, inhaling germ smoke, visualize the flame, well I've been smothered by my own pain, strange whispers, cowards conversate, so quick to distance, taking pictures for the feds in desperate hopes they get it, hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins, since I ended many penitentiaries, the best revenge is fuck friends, we military minds, soldiers, busting shots blindly, trying to find Jehovah to help me, somebody save me, lost and crazy, scared to drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursing my babies. Maybe now, niggas feel me now, pinching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change, and still I smell, niggas.
Now, moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away is there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, I hope it leads to eternal life. We say a prayer for the homie Pop.
Taking my baby to school, then I pray for it. Cause you bitches ain't never been cool, writing testaments, painting pictures, put me in the Louvre, that's a definite universal shift, I'm in the groove. A celebrity do not mean integrity, you fool. I'm a good man, shake your hand, firm grip, fool. 72 wins, lost 10, balling with the flu, more than 2 M's for sure, but add another 2. Little man, the big man, the GT down and flipping the kickstand. Rich nigga, broke phone, trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Morality can wait, feedback on low latency. I'm glitching from the face as my thoughts grow sickly. I'm running out of space, ask when is she okay? Never mind a 100K, why you lying on Benjamin? He turning in his grave, I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't get it. Shit awake, the aloof Buddha, I'm Christ with a shooter. Pray to Muhammad, I might make a lose ya. AP, Michael Friedman, my friend's cooler. Primary soda resale, face stupid. I would never love my life on a computer. IG'll get you life for it, chikabuya. More power to ya. Love him from a distance. Why you always in the mirror more than the bitches? And my cousin tried to sue me like he got the privilege, but I didn't lose sleep cause I got the spirit. Hey, rich nigga, broke phone, trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more. Frat brother, real nigga, that brother. We dress up the score, give me that brother. Spirit medium, on rap brother. We headed there now, are you strapped brother? Ay, peacemaker, but I'm not naive brother. Ay, gotta watch your homies and police brother. Ay, cloud chasing, hell of a disease brother.
I'm fasting, 4 days out the week, brother. I pray to God that you realize the entourage is dead. I pray to God that you not lagging when you off the meds. I pray to God she know them Cabo trips don't last forever. Bitch, you argue with her mama, go and get them kids. I pray to God you actually pray when somebody dies. Thoughts and prayers, way better off timelines. False claiming, not cute, I'm mortified. The new earth in high pursuit, 200 lives. Rich nigga, broke phone. Tryna keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Ayy, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more.
Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we want to know why your pen bleeds. I just want to remind everyone, we're entering the 10 o'clock hour. We're 4 minutes in. If you're listening in online and you'd like to take the mic with us tonight, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Just remember to hit that one. Don't be shy. Share a little piece with us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, King Atterbury. Welcome back, King. How are you holding up?
I'm feeling good. The vibes is crazy tonight. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I'm enjoying the poetry. And woo, we're getting busy up in here.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I love it. I'm loving it. I really am. How about we keep this party going? It looks like next up on the mic. Oh. Of a person I haven't heard from in a while, none other than Miss Gina Storm herself. Welcome to King and Queen's Court, Gina Storm. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, what's up, Gina?
Gina Storm, are you there?
Hey, y'all. Happy Monday. I'm happy to be here.
Happy Monday to you. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm a co-host on a Monday night podcast on another network. It usually ends at 9 p.m., so my thought was this, if I can get in queue, I'm going to try to. Here I am.
Oh, okay. We appreciate you for stopping through always. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Tonight we are asking why your pen bleeds. That's the topic that we have going on.
Why my pen bleeds?
Yeah. Why does your pen bleed?
I didn't know what the topic was, but I'm a freestyle spoken word artist. So I can do something off the dome.
Absolutely. I know you can. I'd love to hear it. When you're ready, Gina, the mic is all yours, sweetheart.
All right. Wow, I didn't even have a piece ready. Like, you know, sometimes, like, in my mind, because I freestyle, I know what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I didn't have a clue. But what it will do is something just that's indigenous to what I'm going through right now. So I'm going to give y'all what I got. My pen bleeds because I'm not a hemophiliac, but my blood clots slowly. I only have dull nights in my house, and I'll be honest with you, the only reason I do this is because I know that there are people who are like me, who think that there is nobody who can hear them, but honestly, I'd be lying if I thought that I was just speaking words out loud and nobody even understand what I was going through or say, wow, that's me that she's referring to. See, I sometimes want to just simply be the voice for the voiceless. I get a cut. And if that were you, you put on just a Band-Aid. But I may need stitches or to go to the ER because that's just not the way that I was meant to be. It's not anything about the parents who raised me or the siblings who came after me. No, it's just the fact that my blood doesn't clot easily. I'm a slow clotter, not a hemophiliac. And people are always wondering, what does that mean? And I tell them this. I have to be cautious and careful about sharp knives and tools and things that could cause me to bleed because I could accidentally kill me. So I do my due diligence. Because there was a time in my life that I thought I was just simply an adult, but I am also a role model, and I would be remiss if I didn't look out for the generations that come after me and all of those who see that I am wearing a cape and sometimes have an S on my chest that could simply be because I am Gina Storm. In my grandchildren's life, I'm just Gigi. And to my daughter, I'm just mommy. And to my parents, even though I only have one left that's living, I'm simply Jeannie. So the reality is this. You may see that letter on my chest as an S, and sometimes it's a G. Because I can't beat the storm. But I know that I can conquer anything that comes in my path. Sometimes I simply need to be Gina. Or even Jeannie, which is my family's nickname for me. But all of the parts of me are the whole, and nothing changes but the days of the week. So as sure as I came on this mic tonight on Epiphany, I only have one thing to speak. I am strong. No matter what you call me or what's your norm, I know who I am and what I represent, and I will do this from the time that I was born, because I've done so ever since. So until I am laid to rest, and I don't want to be buried, but cremated and inside of an urn, I need you to understand and appreciate one thing for certain, two things for sure. I don't always have to be the storm. I'll always be Gina, which is an abbreviation of Regina, which is my government name. And my family nickname is Jeannie. So I will be me, and that's my claim to fame. And me being Gigi was gratitude that I received from my oldest grandbaby. And on September 9th, she'll be 10 years old. And that's a whole decade. So only thing that I need to do in my life is understand and appreciate one thing for certain, two things for sure. My pen and my poetry bleed everything that's inside of me in peace.
Oh, my gosh. I miss those organic Gina Storm freestyles. I love that line where you were like, right, that there are people who are like me who think no one can hear them, and I know who I am and what I represent. That is I am statements. I love those. And I don't always have to be the storm. That is key. I love that.
love it. Janet. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yes. That was amazing.
I appreciate that. Thank you, King. Honestly, like, you know, I felt like I had all these battles that I had to be victorious in. And I tell people all the time, it's not what you're called. It's what you identify yourself as. So if you answer to it, then that's your name. But I was Regina and Jeannie before I was Storm. So I understand that's the name that was given to me. And it's my pen and stage name, absolutely. But I don't have to be here every single day. I appreciate y'all. My love.
We appreciate you too, Jaina. Always love. Thank you. One love, one mic. Oh,
one love,
man.
One mic.
She came through like a firestorm. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Jaina Storm. We always appreciate the love and support. Oh, man. That was amazing. That was so. I love her freestyle. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a quick music break. We'll be right back with you guys. I love that song. Hey, King, how you doing tonight? How you holding up?
Still feeling good, hanging in there. I ain't against the ropes.
I know you're not against the ropes. That's good to hear. But
no, I'm dancing in my robe, you know what I mean?
I'm glad I was able to curate the vibe with it. Glad you're liking my musical selection. Thank you
true
so
fact,
much.
True indeed.
All right. How about we keep this party moving? Oh, we have another one of our favorites calling in tonight. This none other than Mr. Automatic, Charismatic. Is that you, Auto?
It sure is.
What
welcome
up, brother,
to King and Queen's Quarters. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, this is the pleasure is mine.
Oh, how are you holding up tonight? How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, you feeling good up in here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And holding in. Music and the poetry and everyone just coming through and letting us know why their pens bleed. And I know you have some heat for us too tonight. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we are very anxious to hear it. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, you heard from the freestyle queen. Now you hear from the freestyle king. And the name of my freestyle is going to be Cannot Be Black. Excuse me. You see me driving. You want to pull me over. What the fuck is this? Driving while black. Seems like my melanin is under attack. You got nothing better else to do than to fuck with me. I'm minding my own business. But is that a crime? Because you motherfuckers keep working overtime. Mess with me and my people. That's the type of evil that should not be tolerated. You see, I keep asking this question. Matter of fact, I'm trying to demand the answer. But you want to go ahead and profile me when somebody white was just doing a crime. But you ain't arresting them. I ask the same question, damn it. Can I be black and have a smile on my face without you trying to step up in my place? Because you crooked cops got to be erased. I'm up here walking, minding my damn business. And there go you, trying to put the handcuffs on me. You say I look like this person. I only got the same damn jacket. But you want to go ahead and try to arrest me, saying that I committed a crime, asking for my identification. But I'm going to give you the evaluation. We're not going to give a fuck until the end of regulation. Sometimes a peaceful demonstration could be a violent one, however you want it. Cannot be black. Because Nat Turner is coming out of me. Because Malcolm X is speaking by any means necessary. Because Dr. King said the rioters are the people of the unheard. But y'all will hear us. You're going to leave my people the fuck alone. Can we be black? Can I be black? You Karens, you leave my black people alone. Blocking it, acting like we don't deserve to be in a building. Keep on fucking with us, calling the police that you go call for our demise. But Nat Turner's on the rise. Yes. We be strong. We be as strong as like the African pride, like the leader. But I'm going to ask this question again. You better think real fast. Because the first should be last and the last should be first. So you better turn around and make a U-turn. Because I won't ask that damn question again. Can I be black? Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. Tank is in the morning, vibrant drive.
Oh my gosh. Definitely letting us know why
okay,
you're late in the night. That was.
That's
woo.
Thank you, coming through.
He said Nat Turner is on the rise and the rioters are the unheard. That is so true. That was cool. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it.
Definitely do, man.
Yes.
Always come through with some pieces, man. Word up.
Yes, I I'm gonna say this. Obviously, going on YouTube. Racism is not over, and it's sad that we gotta tell our kids that you are still viewed as less of a person, like the Dred Scott decision. They, in the Constitution, say so we're not even worth a whole man and woman, and that's still carrying on. That's how some of these people look at us. It's a sad situation.
Mm-hmm.
God made us all as one. But the evil, I don't believe that people or other people are born evil. My thing is, I believe they choose to be. I think it's not DNA, it's a choice. It's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have good apples and you're going to have bad apples.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Wow. That's very well said. And I'm glad you brought that piece to us tonight. It was poignant. And that was your customary freestyle. And it was definitely deep all the way. Got that.
Thank you very much.
I'm at a loss for words, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Thank you so much for that piece. Definitely dope. Definitely dope.
Indeed.
Definitely come back through. We're here every Monday night, and we love to hear from you. Thank you. All right.
Thank you. All right.
You're most welcome.
Bro.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. That was Mr. Automatic Charismatic with a piece, a freestyle piece that was, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I Be Black? Very well said. This next song that I'm going to play is not intended to be insightful. It is meant to follow the piece. Listen to the words a little bit. We'll be right back with you.
The piece by participating or abetting in any rude, indecent, drunken, riotous, or violent conduct, or the use of any vulgar, obscene, or abusive language in a public place. Note also, the performance of the song F the Police will not be permitted. Refusal to abide by all the Detroit City ordinances will result in immediate arrest and forfeiture.
Are we finished here? We got a show to do.
Just watch yourself.
You got a dick.
Hey, fuck the police.
Straight out of Compton, it's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucking race in hell, and if I ever get caught, I make bail. So what if I convict you back shot? You think I give a damn about a bitch? I'm this is an autobiography of the E, and if you ever fuck with me, you get taken by a super dope brother who a father. Run to the motherfucker, straight out of Compton.
Motherfucking police trying to tell us backstage?
They try to tell us what the fuck we can't play. Motherfuckers trying to tell us what the fuck we can't say. This is NWA.
We do what the fuck we want to do. We say what the fuck we want to say. So everybody, put the middle fingers high in the sky. And to the punk ass cop backstage.
Yo, Dre.
What up?
I got something to say.
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they had the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. It's only in jail we can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell. Fuck it with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of code and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in the Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to take off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they back or what. Such a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, they can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in the blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPD, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in L.A. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Thank you, King. Can you believe that song came out in 1988 and Off the Dome?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, oops. Yeah. Okay, my age, right, but I don't care. Anyway, it was great.
Said, oh, oops. What you think? Yes, but it fell right in line with that piece that Mr. Automatic Charismatic just read, and I had to play that because beyond the insightful line, definitely a lot of the stuff that's still going on today, and it was definitely talking about it in a way. So it was like, you know, that's the police and all of that stuff that they're doing. So we play that, and hope it didn't break up the vibe too much. I love that piece that Auto read. Yeah.
Yeah, that was live.
That was live. All right. I'm glad to hear it. Okay, well, we're going to keep this party going to see why these poets pens are bleeding. Next up on the mic, we have none other than our favorite Canadian poet, Lady A. Lady A, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Great. How about you?
Oh, what's up, Lady A?
Doing amazing.
Oh, just
amazing.
Enjoying the heat and the beach and life like a queen. I'm spoiled at the beach in the summertime. Love it.
Oh, nice. Oh, well, I'm glad that you could take a little time out of your relaxation to join us. And I know you brought some lovely poetry to share with us. And thank you for coming in. We do appreciate it.
Your topic is what? Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Why does your pen bleed?
Well, I feel it is the most vital way for me to express myself, no matter what the topic is. It's a way for me to speak my heart, speak my mind, to share, sometimes teach. I just feel that it's an extension of my brain, my hand. It's so important to me to be able to write, and it's a gift that I don't take for granted. And I've been just kind of mulling over what poem to read for you to reflect that. And I don't know. I think I've come to one piece called Words. Perhaps this will shed some light on it.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was a great question.
I'm sorry. You said you thought it was a great question?
Yeah, I did. Because we write for all different reasons. But I think for the most part, people write to give voice to their thoughts in a way that they aren't heard perhaps in a conversation or in a relationship in a way that is important to be heard.
Right.
Most of us are not heard, and this is a way to enable us to be heard. So I think that's really important.
That is.
So thanks for the question.
Mm-hmm. Very welcome.
So
I'm glad you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I keep interrupting you, but I'll read that. If I know your time is short now, but I'll read one called Words. And I wrote this. When did I write? I wrote this 6 years ago.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. As music is to a musician, notes dancing in his head, not satisfied until pen has dried and the song is heard widespread. Words of beauty, some are sad. They come from deep within. They waltz and jive, they come alive. These words are passion's twin. Vestry voices of great literature speak louder than a song. Words of truth brought forth to soothe flow gently and flow strong. At times they reach a saddened ear, forgiveness spills in and cries. Then at life's end they are quickly sent when the dead leave crying eyes. No matter if at birth or death, words are a brilliant ingenuity. They weave thoughts which can't be bought. These words of great poetry and peace.
Lady A, my gosh, that was beautiful.
All right. Yeah, that's what's up.
Well, these words are passion. Pen. That line really stuck with me. That really stuck with me. I love that. These words are passion. And that was definitely a beautiful piece. Thank you so much for sharing it with us tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you coming through.
Yes, indeed.
My pleasure. Entirely. Thanks.
Not a problem. So we kind of
let
you get back to your relaxation and vacation. And again, thank you so much for coming in tonight and bringing that special piece. One
indeed.
Love.
Thank you
one
so
mic,
much.
Lady.
One love, one mic. Thanks.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady A calling in all the way from Canada. Thank you so much for calling in, Lady A, with those beautiful words. That was definitely dope. He appreciates it.
Word.
All right. Let me take a look here. So, looks like I am take a look. Trying to find a good song to follow up with that piece. She kind of threw me off a little bit. Going hard, and she brought it the gentleness to it.
Song,
so,
Maestro, you got it.
I got it. Okay.
Looking out my window, the nights are long and my days are cold, cause I don't have you. How can I be so damn demanding? I know you said that it's over now, but I can't let go.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything I need and more.
Right.
The one that was down the line, and the ring without a
am. Driving round, thought I saw you pass me. A rearview mirror's playing tricks on me, cause you fade away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating, cause my loneliness got the best of me, and my heart's so weak.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone, you tell me that you're
back to King and Queen's Quarters, ladies and gentlemen. Just want to remind you guys, it is now 10:40. And a reminder that the call-in number, if you haven't reached out to join us just yet to let us know why you're attending, the number is 319-527-6300. Just remember to hit that one so that you can be heard tonight. How about we take our next caller, King?
Bring him in.
All right. It looks like we have a treat. It's none other than the wonderful Just Jay. Good evening, Jay. How are you doing tonight? Welcome
to
King and Queen Quarters.
What's up, King and Queen? How y'all doing tonight? I see y'all doing a smashingly good job.
Why, thank you, good
thank
sir.
You,
why, thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate you for coming through with us tonight.
Yes.
I had to come check y'all out. My life is getting a little bit less complicated. I've been here more often.
Okay. All right. You always appreciate it. Cause, you know, that's
no doubt, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate the life getting less complicated.
Yes, definitely.
Door is always open.
Yes. Well, Jay, tonight we are wondering, what has your pen been? Do you have a piece that you'd like to share with us tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Do y'all have a question or something y'all got going?
Well, we just, that's the topic for tonight. We're not really loading it with a question. We just want to know why your pens bleed. You can, you know, give us explanation or just express it poetically, however you like.
I don't know if my this piece right here would exactly sum it up, but it's been in question as of late. I might be running into a rut or something like that, but I'm about to go ahead and get into this piece.
Okay, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all, too. A seed was planted. It split. It sprouted. And reached into the sky and down into the earth in fertile firma. It weaved a tapestry of geometric tangles that cracked and strangled both the hard and the obstinate. Fine hairs ever probing, ever searching for chinks in the proverbial armors. This thing has the audacity to want life. Meanwhile, this slender twig follows the light, forming signs of bark in every day, in every way, becoming more set in its sway. Taming the breeze has made him strong, as his leaves use passive aggressiveness against the assails of the gales. And in the summer sun, its shadow grows long. Years like days have passed under this mighty tree, who boughs now hold and hold high like cities in the sky, rocking on their pinions, singing ever through the howl of leaves. Every ribbon is the latticework of thriving communities. Generations upon generations of inhabitants never knowing anything but this tree. And this tree is oblivious to everything but being a tree. And all these elements live and die in harmony. Poem.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, brother.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I was trying to take down lines, but I just closed my eyes and just imagined that in like a time-lapse view. Was so well illustrated. The part you said it weaves a tapestry of geometric patterns or shapes, and you said every ribbon is a latticework of a community. If you can, the visuals that you put behind that is just awesome. I have missed you. Thank you so much for being here with us.
I missed you guys,
man,
too.
Laying
I missed
it out
you guys
there,
too.
Man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all, too, man. Y'all keep on rocking.
Thank
you, brother. We appreciate that.
Before you cut out, how about you let us know what you have going on?
Clubhouse. I have the kitchen over there. That's on Saturday. That's at 2 Central, 1 Eastern.
The kitchen.
Under Small House of Poetry. Then we have the living room, which is the flagship of the house. That's at 6 Central, 7 Eastern. You can find it in a small house. A fortune.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And there's also a you guys have a group set up on Facebook as well for small house now, right? It's really growing nicely. I'm loving it.
Yes, ma'am. We have a big event coming up too. Michael Matry is having his SOS tour, and we're one of the 5 houses that got chosen to be a part of that. It's one of the bigger events that we have. Thank you. And then 100,000 Ports for Change. We just received the word yesterday that we have to go ahead on that also. Some of the other houses, they recommended us and said to watch out for these people in this house right here to as people of interest.
That is so awesome. Congratulations. In the Small House of Poetry, the kitchen and the living room. Oh, my gosh. You're doing big things over there. Congratulations.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. I think it matters most when your peers that, you are going through this with, when they go ahead and recognize you instead of having ill feelings since you're starting to strive and move forward.
Right,
but,
absolutely.
Yeah, the guy, Michael Rothenberg, he's a legend in poetry. And he had already chose us to be into the what's the name, but he had to come and let me know the other day. He pulled me into a private meeting and said, "You guys are doing a good job. I keep on hearing good stuff about you in the house."
That's awesome. That's so awesome. Bro. So you keep us posted.
Yeah.
I'm
proud of
keep an eye on the room.
Congratulations.
Thank you, King. Thank you, Queen. Let me go ahead and get out the way because y'all know y'all time is short, and I appreciate the love and everything.
No problem at all. Thank you for coming through. One love, one mic. Oh, my God. That is great to hear.
Y'all be easy.
All
right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was just Jay joining us tonight with some good, good news. I love the way this, the way that individuals in the community that we started out with, you start out with, you know, just your humble offerings, the poetry gods, and then it just blossoms and flourishes into its own unique windows of opportunities for those poets and everything that they work for. So
thanks.
Let's point everything that you're doing, Jeff Jay, and everybody else in the community who comes through and lets us know everything that they have going on. Definitely nothing but love. We appreciate it. Oh, man. Whew. That was great to hear. That really lifted my spirit. I'm going to play a quick song before we keep this party going.
All right.
Pass the plate up, cross the fader.
Hey, black sheep is always a bop. But I could think of no better way to
get with this, so you can get with that.
But Choice is yours. That's right. I was over here bopping too. Awesome, awesome.
Back in the day.
Yes.
Word.
Trying to bring those vibes back. Thank you so much. Glad you enjoyed it. So we're going to keep this train rolling. Looks like we have one more caller showing up to the mic, and it is one of my, I think it's one of my favorites calling in tonight, Erico 518. Is this Mojave calling in tonight? Welcome, Mojave.
Yeah.
How are you tonight?
Yo,
what up, bro?
What's happening? What's happening, kid? What's going on,
up here, man? Great vibes going on tonight, man.
Yeah, I heard y'all been playing these tunes. Y'all been playing the tunes and rocking out with them.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes, definitely trying to figure out what makes people pimply, and I'm trying to follow it up with some adequate music. I hope everyone sounded adequate this evening.
Doing a great job, brother.
Thank you.
All
right, Mojave. I know everyone loves when you drip, but tonight's topic is what makes your pen bleed. And I know that you can be a very dynamic poet, and you always bring something inspirational out of the chamber. So when you're ready, hit us with
the
mic is yours.
Wait, you got to go. You make that face like, I wasn't ready.
You weren't ready? I'm sorry.
I wasn't ready, but I'm going to see what, sorry, makes my pen bleed. Hold on for a second. What makes my pen bleed? Let me see. I'm trying to figure this thing out. You know what?
They kind of hit you with the question kind of early without very much of to prepare. As you often say, we're here for a good time, not a long time.
All right. So what makes them funny? I got it. All right.
Good. All right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
What makes my pen bleed? I fiend for poetry in such a way that I get high when injected into my ears, the way that I can release my fears, feel my sexy, feel desired, speak my fantasies free. While being able to add my anger around anguish, I don't have to beat around the bush, but I have been there. I don't have to stare the rod when I talk about the odds against my people or speak on their resilience in the face of institutional racism or systemic discrimination or white supremacy. It allows me to speak to the strengths of we, because we are and I am, and I can talk about block parties and summer jam, rhythm and blues, jazz and funk, and how hip-hop is the sound of my lifeblood. When I hear Rapper's Delight, I'm instantly transported to Central Islip, the corner of Lemon Street and Ferndale Boulevard, to a part of Henry Quinterchek's yard with a hip-hop, a heavy to the bang-bang boogie, say up-chuck the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. How Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five and Freedom reminds me of holding a speaker in my father's car as we rode to the Bronx from my aunt's apartment to the avenue. And the whole car saying, Flash, one time, I need this. I heed that you listen. Implore to the store of memory, from sweet to simple stanza or haiku will get the best of you. Need this to be free. Addicted to architecting my angle actuals and face-up factuals and the findings of me. Then there's this wild cherry Pepsi, this steak, seafood, and wings. Buying more chapstick, more addicted to my children's laughter and their grins, their humor, their hubris. I love their hugs. I love hugs, the transfer of energy and emotion and intentions. And I always give as good as I get. I am an addict to the arrangement of poetry, to to music, the soundtrack of words and sounds to a mixed soul, inscribed on the inside of the drum of the ear. I form by storm, by steer, by clearing, by gathering, by being a bridge to creative energy, my soul symmetry. This way, that way, my need, my pleas, the treasure of this pleasure. And I can't live without these, and the reason why my pen bleeds.
Killing it.
Oh,
killing it.
A sound, a journey. That was so, so. You said hip hop is the sound of my life's blood. I know that's right. That was very dope.
Indeed.
And I think myself and LaPerla Negger will attest to the line about the hugs that you give as good as you get them. And my truth there. Definitely is dope.
I was ready.
Yeah. Well, that was definitely a beautiful piece. I loved it. I love those memories
definitely
that you retrieved.
Right.
Right. Well, Mojave, before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on at the Epiphany Radio Universe?
Yes. Tomorrow we are doing a special Flash Speak open mic featuring the Zoo Bosses. This is a Wu-Tang affiliate. Cats I know and I work with, super fantastic. They take hip-hop to another level, live performances. No dats, strictly H-backs. Getting down, old school, throw your arms in the air, waving like you just don't care. We're going to talk to them about stuff that they're doing, projects they're on, tours that they do. We're going to talk about the state of hip-hop in general. We're going to rock out with them, and they're fun dudes. They were actually wild, hilarious, like, but they're like, they could be comedians. And so when they're about to come on forth with this podcast, they really just be sitting there messing with each other. like the way they mess with each other is the way we mess with each other in Epiphany. But they just be doing it on live and stuff like that where everybody can see. So we're going to talk about that too. So, you know.
That's awesome.
And they were part of like movies. Yeah, they was part of
the
whole world.
Show.
On YouTube. Yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun tomorrow.
Can't wait. I will definitely be tuning in. And that's tomorrow night at 9, right here at Epiphany Radio Universe. Can't wait. Thank you so much, Mojave. We appreciate you for calling in, and we will see you tomorrow night for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. We're going to let you go. One love and one mic, King.
One love, one mic.
King and Queen.
All right.
The Golden. Bye-bye.
Take your socks off.
Baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mojave, a.k.a. King Drip, doing what he does best. You know, everyone, you know, you can't put people in a box because some people will kick their way right out of that box, and Mojave is definitely one of those artists that will do that every time. Can't wait to see what you have in store tomorrow night. And with that, it looks like we are closing out the 11 o'clock hour, and we have reached out to all of the poets who were brave enough tonight to call in and to join us and to just let us know what makes their pen bleed. There's been so many different perspectives, so much different poetry. It's been a great evening. Can you have any closing words before we get out of here?
Hey, I just want to thank everybody for calling in and spitting on fly pieces. It's dope tonight, you know what I mean? So,
Absolutely. Be sure, everyone, within the sound of my voice, be sure to tune in Monday night for the next installment of King and Queen's Quarters right here at 9 p.m. And check us out here on Epiphany Radio Monday through Sunday. There's always something, a dynamic show, dynamic host, and lovely, lovely poetry and prompts that are really push your pen. Make sure to join us. And the call-in number, as always, is 319-527-6300. Bring us your art. Can't wait to hear you. And as always, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Oh, I need someone. First time I'm
me. Hilo no lo sé. Alema y callar a mí. Dilo, no lo sé. Hambre en a mí. Tú mangishilana. Ya voy a mí. Alicolana. Buso a mí. Aucolana. Dilo, no lo sé.
I just took my socks off.